But going back to and talking then on about mind change, I mean, where you have not necessarily courted controversy, but where there has been controversy,
just a bit, yeah, just a bit.
Has been around comments. And I want you just to set the record straight on this.
Yeah.
When you were talking about, and in fact, and we're going to talk about your novel, which also tackles this, your new novel, which you'll be signing tomorrow. What you're saying, it seems to me, from what I've read, is that exposure, repeated exposure to the technology of social media and video games could increase the chance of dementia.
Not quite, no. So let me just set the record straight.
Yes, and then I want to talk about autism.
Yeah, So let me just say first, because obviously we won't have time to do all this in depth, on my website, www.susangreenwood.com, in the section on screen technologies, because of this very issue of people banging on that there's no evidence, there is evidence, and so I've put it on my website. There's about 200 peer-reviewed science journals showing this. Yeah?
They're showing which?
Oh, showing a whole range of different findings. There's no black or white answer to something, but there's some looking at the effects of social media, there's things looking at video gaming, there's a whole range of different things which are there on my website as a reading list, so you can make up your own mind. Now, it may be, and rightly, this is not exhaustive, it's not conclusive, that's the way science is, it never is conclusive, it's never exhaustive. But what I'm, I guess, irritated with my critics is they're of course entitled to their own opinions, they are not entitled to their own facts. And to say there's no evidence is just not true, because there is, and it's on the website. So that's the first thing. And then the second thing with autism.
Well, let's talk about autism, because you also say that exposure to social media and exposure to repeated, computer interface, whatever, can lead to autism.
What I have said is there's not quite that. And again, I don't blame the media, because clearly people want to simplify. So I'm not whinging as academics tend to do. Of course not, but it's very nice to have the chance to set it straight. There are some known facts, and let me just say some facts, and in my talk tomorrow I'll be mentioning these. The first is that people with autistic spectrum disorder, and I'm not just autism because there's a whole range of issues where people have problems with impairment, do feel very comfortable and can work very well in the cyber world as opposed to the real world. Yeah. And indeed, if you look on the charities for autism, they will actually suggest various websites for people. And certainly there's the Echoes Project, for example, which has done very beneficial effects for people with autism using. So that does beg the question, why? Because it is the case. Why is it that people have problems with empathy, as they do? Why do they feel comfortable with the screen? Could it be that those skills are not required when you do that? So could it therefore be that for people who are obsessively using that medium, they may themselves be developing or not developing the appropriate empathy. Now, one experiment, and there's many different things, but let me just say one. There was a recording recently where you did EEGs, recorded brainwaves from people. And one test for lack of empathy is you show someone something like a table, and then you show them something like a face. And in the normal subjects, you'll have a much more marked EEG response when you see a face as when you see a table. People who have problems with empathy who would fall within the autistic spectrum, the pattern will be the same to both a table and a face. People who play excessive video games, guess what? They have the same similarity in recognizing a table and a face. You don't have that.
But you have not been...